Today's daf in Yerushalmi, brought to me by Chomot Yerushalayim, is Masechet Brachot Daf Chof, and we are holding in Halacha Chet, the bottom of Yutet Amud Beit, at the Halakha Mishnah. Uchishameit Davi Avdon. Now we saw before that Rabbi Gamliel seems to have his own way of doing things. So when it came to saying Kriyat Shema Zechatan, he said, well, I'm different. When it came to taking a shower on the night that his wife died, well, I'm different. And here, too, we have a further case of Kishameit Tavi Avdo. Rabbi Gamliel had an Evet Knani by the name of Tavi, who was a great Talmid Chacham. And Kibel of Tanchumim, Rabbi Gamliel sat Shiva, basically, and he treated it as if it was a death of someone that he was close to, and people would come in, and they would tell him, you know, that it was such a loss, and so on. So basically, they made a shura as they came back from the Beit HaKvarot, and he accepted it. And that's the closest you can get to the concept of Shiva. And they said to him, his Talmidim, Amrulo, Lo Limad Tener Rabbeinu Shein Mekablin Tanchum Ala Avadim. I thought, we're not supposed to look at an Eved as more than the loss of something that you own, but not supposed to put yourself on the same level as an Eved who's Osik and Znus and Gesela and so on. Amar Lamein Tavi Avdu Kishar Avadim. My Eved is not like Avadim. My Eved Tavi was a kosher Hoya, and therefore he has the same humanity as a Ben Chorin, and therefore I have to be knowing in this way. Now, the mashmaut is, from here, that on B'nai Chorin, you could be Mekabel Tanchum, and I mean, even, I don't care how much of a kosher he is, but he's not your relative. So are you telling me that it's somebody who happens to have a friend? So B'nai Chorin, Mekabel Tanchum, Tanchumim Aleihem, you accept Tanchumim as if you are another? Keini Matnaita, we're going to have to be explaining the Mishnah, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Gamliel were telling him that Ein Mekablin Tanchumin Al Avadim, if that's their only problem, and they could have just said, what is this guy to you? So that means that they're implying that you do, and that other Krovim you could, other non-Krovim rather you could. Tani, in the Braita, this is from the Masechet Tzmachot, Maaseh Shemeta Shivchato Shereb Eliezer. So they were going in to be Makabo because his Shivcha was also a woman that was Roy for Kavod, and they wanted to be Menachemim, but he refused to accept, and apparently because he held, I'm not related. So in order to get away from them, he runs into the yard. They follow him in. He comes to the Bayit. They follow him into the Bayit. Amar Lahem, so he said to them, you know, you guys don't seem to have much awareness here. I thought I could burn you with a little bit of warm water. And that's when you see you're trying to talk to me. I walk outside. Obviously, I don't want to hear what you have to say. Then you follow me around like this. I can pour hot water on you. Also, don't even notice. But you, I went into the house. You come into my house. Do they not say, it's like a loss that you have. So you lose an animal. You're going to give tanchumim. So why is it that you're being menachemi? And not to mention, what would be if someone who is a good friend would have died? So do you be mekabel tanchumim on them? So let's say even you hold that my shivcha is a very kosher of a person. That doesn't mean that you should be menachem me. It doesn't turn us into relatives, does it? So what do? Mishemet avdo obemto. You say to him, amakom yamalech esrontcha. May God refill what is missing to you. So, okay, you're missing this value. As you see beferish over here, that even if it wouldn't be for the problem of avdut, that you're not mekabel tanchumim on someone that you're not related to, in which case, why did the Talmidim of Rabbi Gamliel imply that it's only the question of the Avodim? Well, actually, Kadamach Rabbi Chiya Barana, Barachti the Bar Kapora, Rabbi Chiya Barana, who was the nephew of Bar Kapora, was Nifta, Kibel Reish Lakish Elohi, Avi Rabbi. So Reish Lakish was Makabal Tanchumim, because Reish Lakish was the Rab of Rabbi Chiya Barana, even though he wasn't related. So you see that a Talmid de Barnasha is Chaviv Alekivre. Someone who is your Talmid is the equivalent of a son, and therefore you're able to be Mekabel Tanchumim on them. And if that's the case, then you can see that the Kabbalah of Tanchumim does not require a Kirva, in which case someone that treats you as a son, somebody that's Moser from you, or it could be the Rabbi Gamliel, also would teach everything to Tavi. So therefore he felt that indeed if it wouldn't be for that problem, And they understood that. It wouldn't be for the problem of Avodim. It was obvious that it should be Bekabel Tanchumim. So the only problem was, but isn't that an issue about Avodim in general that you're not supposed to? Maybe no gay other things, such as people assuming that he's a Jew, which may change the dinim of his yichus and so on. So therefore, they asked him from that question. But they understood that there was indeed a special relationship that would require Tanchumim. Once we see that Reish Lakish was Bekabel Tanchumim, we also already visit the Reish Lakish's hesp. So continuing on with the story of Reish Lakish, all the Iftar Luye. So Reish Lakish went in, and he started to say a hesped based on the Pasuk of Shir HaShirim, Todiya Rabbi Lano LaRugot HaBosem, Mirot Baganim VeLilkot Shoshanim. So it should have said, Lo Tzurcha, didn't it properly say, Todiya Rad Ligano LirOt, not Beganim, but Lirot Begano. I mean, how did we change from Dodi's personal garden to Dodi's ganim in general? Something has changed for some reason. It should have just kept the Lashon Yochid. The meaning, therefore, is like this. Dodi refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yorad Legano refers to the world. Zeh HaOlam, which is basically a place where you plant life. And human beings grow and they either achieve or they don't achieve. That's why the Medrash says that Bnei Adam Adamim Letzem Ali Simchei HaSadeh. So the Arugot HaBosem, the growing plants, is a reference to Yisroel, which is the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu most wants. Lirot Baganim, those are the Umot HaOlam. Over there, they're called sort of just generic, because they've got all kinds of different things that are just all part of the Vezgan. And over there, he wants to find if there's anything in those Umot Olam to be added to Klal Yisrael or to be brought to the Shamayim. So Lilkot Shanim refers to the Tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael that is Mesalik Mibenehem in order to be Mechaper on them. And that is Mashlum Mashal Ma'adav V'Dameh V'Melech Shayelo Ben. King had a son who was Chaviv Alav Yoter Midai. He was absolutely crazy over this son. Ma'asam Melech Natalo Pardes. So he planted him in this beautiful orchard. B'Sha'a Shaya Ben Oser Ritzon Mashal Aviv. The king, when his son was behaving, the king would take trips around the world searching for the most exotic and beautiful trees to plant in that pardes. When his son acted in a way that went against the melech, he lost his patience with him. He went in there and uprooted the beautiful trees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chazer b'chol olam kulo v'ro'eh eze tzadik, that's lirot beganim. Is there someone among the umot olam that we should come and add to Klal Yisrael so that we have the advantage of that tzadik too? So he's beviyo umidab kol Yisrael. Let's say Yitro, Rachav, Rud, and so on. But b'sha'ah shein machisim oto, when Klal Yisrael themselves are machis, he comes and he uproots the tzadik. So then I am a select tzaddikim b'neihem. So that's what it was that Reish Lakish was saying. That apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Rav Chiya bar Ada is such a tzaddik that he took him away because Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve him. There's another possibility for why it is that someone like Rav Chiya bar Ada should die so young. The Olma, there was a mice with Rav Chiya bar Ada of Chavurate, where Rav Chiya bar Ada and his Talmidim, and some say it was Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chalafta of Chavurate, and some say it was Rabbi Akiva of Chavurate. But anyway, the mice was that Aviyat Vilaybi, right, at Tchum Chodateim. They used to sit and learn under this big tree of figs. Ravi Mora de Tainata, the Te'ena's owner used to get up very early every day to collect all of the Te'enim that were ripe. So Amrin, so the Chachomim thought a little funny about this. I mean, maybe he gets here every day because he's choshed that we're going to start grabbing his fruit before he can get here. So they were saying, Shemu choshdenu, he must think that we're robbers. That's why he comes here every day. We better move. So Nachlofim bekomim, Mechar Akim Ardetedat HaGabon. Next day, the tree owner comes and he sees they're not there. So he finds them in their new place. And he tells them, Amar Lan, Morai, I had one mitzvah in my life that I was zocher to. It's so unfair. What did I do that you had the schus of having people like you under having binene from my tree, and now you're leaving my tree? I'm hurt. I'm ruined. So they said to him, we said to ourselves, apparently you don't trust us. because, I mean, after all, you're there so early and so on. In fact, with Safra, Atay Modaniatu, in the next morning, in order to show them what the real purpose was of his coming, so he didn't come, he didn't wake up. He pretended that he overslept. And Zorchala v'chamav itliyoteinu teha. And they were witness to the fact that the ta'inim that were due to be picked that day got spoiled because they were left too long on the tree. They realized, he knows when on that tashal teina lilkot. He knows the best time to pick his figs. And that's when he picks it. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea imatai onatan shal tzadikim l'salek min ha'olam u'misalkan. So too does HaKadosh Baruch Hu know what the most perfect time is for this tzaddik to die, and that something may go wrong in his life, that he'll be chote, that people will sin about him, or whatever it is. And in order to avoid that, it was necessary to take him away. And this is Kadimach, when Rabbi Bon Bar Rabbi Chia died, comes Rabbi Zeira, and he starts saying the following hesed, after he went to begin saying, Mituka shenata oved ima'at v'imharbe yucha. It's good. Somebody who works hard, he sleeps, his sleep is sweet. Whatever it is, the money that he made, it's little, a lot, he manages. So the Pasuk seems to be saying that when somebody is working, he is essentially going to have a sweet sleep, in which case it should have said, Mitukash nata oved, ima'at v'imharbe yashen. In other words, I would have thought that what Shlomo is saying, if somebody works hard, and no matter how much time he's got, a lot of time, a little time, he sleeps well. But that's not what it says. It says instead, in Knifkan. It says instead, Ima'at v'marbe yochel, which, how did we switch from sleeping to eating? Therefore, what we have to say is that when we talk about shnat, it means shnat in the sense of lishnot, mishnah, to be learning. So it's the shinut, it means is learning. And the oved means somebody who is really throwing himself. Bein oved Elohim l'asher lo avad. There was a question of how many times he's willing to go over sugya and so on. And his yochel is a reference to the yochel in Olam Haba. That is, how much is he zocha to in Olam Haba? And therefore, when it says, matok shinuno, in other words, the amount of shena that the oved, who is mosur to learning Torah, and it doesn't matter how much he had a chance to learn. He thought he was going to learn 5 daf today, and he ended up only learning 3 lines today. Nonetheless, mituka, it's nonetheless harbe yochel. When he gets to Olam Haba, he's going to find that it's exactly the same as somebody else who might have had many more years to live and complete many more mesechtas, because the schar is dependent on his involvement and his commitment and his use of his potential. So that's Lama Ya Rabbi Bon Bar Rabbi Chia Dome. Our youngster here, Rabbi Bon Bar Rabbi Chia, who died young, is similar to a case where Melech was socher po'alim harbe v'ayasham po'el echad. And that poel, Ayam Mistaker b'melachto yoter midai. There's one poel who did an amazing job, and he would get more schar than the others. So Ma sa Melech, and Melech also took him, and Ayam Atali Maruko to Ktsarot. He would walk with him and discuss things with him, and he came very close. Litutei Erev, when it came in the evening, Bo Adam Bo Alim Litol Secharan, Vatam Lo Secharoi Ma'am Mishalei. Despite the fact that he had spent the whole day working with him, he paid them the same thing that he paid the other poalim. Well, you are poalim et ramim. The other poalim were really furious. This is not fair. Only yaganu kol hayom. You know, we've been working our rear ends all day long. You know, this guy came in, worked for 2 hours, and, you know, spends the whole day having fun with him. And then he pays him as if we worked all day. Amar le ha-melech, man, this guy, in his 2 hours, did better than you guys did in your whole day. So you should be upset. Same thing was true here. Kach yagara bibon b'torah la'esu v'shmonim shana shemashen talmid vatik yachol not l'meyash. He only had 28 years. But in those 28 years, he was able to achieve more than the most vatik. And vatik in itself is very, very makbid. Was able to achieve in 100 years. And therefore, his Olam Haba is equivalent of a full lifetime. The same thing is true when Kadimach, Rabbi Simon Bar Zvi, we have another Maiso like that. When Rabbi Simon Bar Zvi died, so all Rabbi Elayah after Iluyeh, Rabbi Elayah came in and he said the following Hesped. We've got 4 metals that we find are very chashuv in the world. So we have silver, and we have gold, and we have iron. and we have copper. The Kulam, Imavdu Yeshon Chalifim. All of them can be replaced. There's nothing not replaceable. That's what it says in Iyov, Ki Yesh LaKesef Motza. You can always find a place for silver. Umakom LeZahav Yazoku. You can find a place where they're purifying gold. Iron you can get out of the ground. Barzel Mi'afar Yukah. The Evan Yatsuk Nechushah. You can find the kind of stones out of which you get copper. Okay, so Elu Imavdu Yeshlam Chalifin, it's no big deal. You can always get other ones. But a Talmud Chacham Shemait, who could possibly replace him? Mimei Vilanu Chalifato, Mimei Vilanu Temurato, Vachuchma Me'ayin Timatze, Ve'ezeh Makom Binah, Ve'ne'lama Me'enei Kochai. There's nothing that we'll ever do that will bring us another Rabbi Simon Bar Zvi. Omer Rabbi Levi, Ma'im Achei Yosef, Al Shebatzu Mitziah, Yatzali Bam. Look at this. The brothers of Yosef come, they open up their packages, and all of a sudden, they see the kesef that's back in the package. And it says they fainted. It says, Yatzali Bam, almost died of shock. Because they were afraid that who knows what this implies about what might be coming because of this mitziah. So Anush Avadbu is Rabbi Simon Bar Zvid, Alachat Kama Vakama. Who knows what might be coming on something that we lost. That it already indicates that we're in big trouble. Kadamach Reb Levi Bar Sisi. When Reb Levi Bar Sisi was Nifter, this is Reb Levi. So our Levi, the one who became, who tried to show how to do the supporting himself on his thumbs in order to be able to show the difference between Kriya and Ishtachavoya, and he became Itla. So obviously that's the Levi Stam that we refer to in the Bavli. So Avua de Shmuel came in to be Masped, and he said like this, after Luyeh, Sof davar hakol nishma, et Elohim yirah v'et mitzvotav shemol, kizeh kol ha'adam. Why is this, Reb Levi Bar Sisi? Because lama haya Levi ben Sisi dome, the melech shehaya lo kerem, v'haya bo mea gifanim. King has this beautiful vineyard, and he's got 100 vines. V'haya osel kol shana v'shana, mea chaveyot shel yayin. Every year, he took 100 barrels of wine from that amad, HaChamishim. And then what happened is, as time went on, many of the vines withered, and he was only able to get 50 of the chaviyot. And then, 50 vines. And the chaviyot, nonetheless, remained the same. So there were 50 vines. Anyway, so that was how powerful the remainders were. Then, gradually, more vines died. Amad al arba'im, and still, he was able to get mea chaviyot shayayin. Amad al shiloshim, vayose mea chaviyot shayayin. Amad al esrim, vayose mea chaviyot shayayin. Amad al eser, vayose mea chaviyot shayayin. Finally, there was one vine left, amad al echad. And nonetheless, vayose mea chaviyot shayayin. And that, vayoto kefen, chaviv alav kechol hakerem. The melech loved that single vine as much as Kol HaKerem Kulo. Same thing happened with Levi Bar Sisi. Kach haya Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi Chaviv lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kamo Kol Adam. And that's why it says, Ze Kol Adam. Shema ki Ze Kol Adam. There's one person, and that is Levi Bar Sisi. Ki Ze. The person is Mekayim, the words in the Pesukim Harim Yirah. That mitzvotav shemar, ki Ze Kol Adam. So that one person could provide for the entire world and was Chaviv to the Melech as the entire Maaseh Bereishis besides. Now we know that a terrible story happened when Rav Kahana came to Eretz Yisrael. So the whole Maaseh and Baba Kama were over there. He comes to Rabbi Yochanan. And because of the way that Rabbi Yochanan saw him, didn't realize, he thought that he was smirking at him when he gave him a good answer. And Rabbi Yochanan thought that he was smirking, but he had a problem with his lips. Anyway, so he died because Rabbi Yochanan was upset. So Rabbi Yochanan went and was b'chayim meisim, and he ended up living again. So most of them, unfortunately, believe that the continuing piece over here is a continuation of that maisa there. And so this is Al-Pi Rashi over there, and many of the mafarshim here say the same thing. So then Rav Kahana ave Ulim Sagin, Katzalik Lach. He was extremely young when he came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And after he was Nifter and once again came back to life, so there was this guy who was a Rosha, and Chantei Chad Bar Pachin, was one empty-headed idiot, who said to him, Yamarle, so Ma Kolo Bishmaya, tell me, they say that you came back from the dead, you know? What kind of things you hear up there? Must have been really interesting. So he said to him, oh, what I heard over there is that you are going to drop dead. Because I heard them signing off on your death, and he dropped it. V'chein avit lehumit. So pegabe chamte chatcharan. So another guy saw, came in and met him, and also was laughing at him. And Amar le, so what do they say up there in the sky, little boy? Ma kol b'shvaya. Amar le, so Rav Kana said, I'll tell you, I heard them signing off a death warrant for you. So gzardine, da hu gava michtab. Sure enough, he drops dead. So Rav Kana says to himself, oh boy, this is not a good idea. I mean, the only reason I made Aliyah here was to be Zecher and be big tzaddik. Now I'm going around killing everybody. It's not such a good idea. Ma'ana yichte. Ma'asalikit, when I came up here to murder the B'nai Arad in Yisrael, to kill people living in Eretz Yisrael. Forget it. I go back to Bava. Ne'ezu v'nechet li minanda salikit. I better go back home where I came from before I cause more damage. So he went to Rabbi Yochanan to ask rishos, but he was a little bit nervous. Rabbi Yochanan gave him rishos. So what did he do? So Atar came to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said to him, "Barnash the ime mevasrali, v'yitetei davoi mukrai." And I got a problem. There's this guy that I know that his mother steps all over him, and his father's got this other wife, you know, and she's giving him all kinds of honor and is taking good care of him. Where should he go? Solanyezol. Should he live with his mother? Or should he move in with his father? Now, my last Rabbi Yochanan says he should go to a place where they treat him properly. Very difficult to live in a place where you're not doing well. So Rav Kahana took that as permission. Nochat le'kahanam in andeslak. Sure enough, he went back to Bavel from where he'd gone. Hatan amrei Rabbi Yochanan. They come to Rabbi Yochanan. This guy, Kahana, went to Bavel. Amar said, Rabbi Yochanan, sapas. Ma'avi. Me'ezalei d'lamasi v'shuta. How could he go without asking me permission? Amrei, so they told him, well, that was what he meant with this question. And he milted amrei. Eat avi netilat v'shuta today. That's how he was saying. His mother, which is Eretz Yisroel, which is all of our mothers, is not treating him well. And Bavel, which is basically, you know, a place which is just a mistress. But look, you know, he's being treated well there. And when he said, when he asked you and you told him you should go to a place where they treat you well, that's how he took it to mean that he should go back to Bavel. Rabbi Zeira katzalak lach. When Rabbi Zeira got here to Eretz Yisroel, Azel Akiz Dam, so he went to have a bloodletting at the barber. And they used to always have to eat something to restore restoratives that we meet. So Azel boy misman chad litra de kupat min tabacha. You want to went into a store, get a piece of meat from the butcher. So Amarle, so Rabbi Zira asked the guy, "Bekama hadin litrat? How much does it cost to buy the litra of meat?" Amarle, v'cham shin mone v'chad kursam. It's basically 50 money, which is whatever coins they were using, plus a smack across the mouth. Amar lei, so Rabbi Zira said to him, okay, take 60 and don't hit me. Savlan shiti. No, he refused to accept it. So Rabbi Zira said, okay, I'll give you 70. No, you know, I got to smack you across the mouth. Take 80. No, 90. No, till he finally got up to 100. And the butcher said, no, I'm not going to sell this to you unless I get a chance to beat you up. Amar lo. So he said to him, okay, fine, I give up. Then we'll go back to what was before. I'm paying you 50 and you beat me up. So aved kiminakha. So sure enough, the guy takes 50 and beats him up. Barumsha, nachid Rabbi Beit Vada, so Rabbi Zira comes in to the Beis HaMedrash. Amar lon, so Rabbi Zira says to the Chachomim, what the heck crazy place is this? Rabbanan, ma bish minagadach. I've never seen an insane city like this. I go to buy some meat. The guy says, he's only going to sell me the meat if he beats me up. Are you crazy? We have to smack him across the face. I'm like, what are you talking about? You sound like you're crazy. I went into a butcher shop, such and such a butcher shop, and that's what happened to me. This story, plantapcha. So they sent Shalchun boy Maitite. They sent people to bring him in to the Beis HaMedrash to find him. What kind of chutzpah is that? The Ashkechun, they come in, and they find that his Leviah is leaving Aroni Nafka. They're just carrying him to the grave. Amri Lezer HaChomim said to Zeira, Kol Hachin, you mean you got so angry at him that you killed him? Amar Lonser, Zeira said, Yeti alai de lokasi, I promise you, I deserve a lot of credit. I did not get angry at him at all. The Savirat de Minhaga came. I really thought, it never occurred to me that the guy's crazy and he's just laughing at me. I really thought that that that's the way people are around here. That is some kind of crazy mimic that you have. But the truth is, maybe I would have been angry at him, but I wasn't because I didn't know. It must be that min hashamayim, this is his punishment for treating a talmid chacham in this fashion. The guy was getting in his licks. Anyway, you see from here, don't take advantage of a young rabbi to get your licks in and all the rabbis you've wanted to beat up for the rest of your life. Another maizah was Rabbi Yasek at Salik Lachon. Rabbi Yasek came to Eretz Yisrael. Azal Sapar, he went to barbershop. And he had been on the road for a long time, and he looked like a beatnik. So boy, Misreba and the Musi de Tveria, so he wanted to go in afterwards into one of the hot baths, the Chami Tveria, and Paga Bechadlitzan. There was this guy who loved getting in, you know, the last word. Yayevle, poor Kedalchad. So what he does is, he gives him a nice smack across his back, and he tells him, Omarle, he tells Rabbi Yisa, you're going to be going over there. I'm telling you, I gave you such a good massage, you won't even need to pay for a massage. So Adketon, Unketeto Gavarafia. But yeah, I notice that your neck still requires a little bit of treatment, you know? So, okay, you better go into the Merchatz and pay just for the neck massage. Anyway, he goes into the Merchatz, okay? And meanwhile, the smart Alec, he keeps walking. So there he was, in a place where there was a judge, and he used to be the guy that would be taking care of getting the listim all into jail. And he makes him, he would, you know, torture him until he got a confession. So this guy who loved, I mean, he was a real sadist. So this guy sits there watching and smiling, and he's so happy. So Azal comes like Gachich Kokobles. He's sitting there clapping. This is great. Beat him up. Yeah, kill him. Oh, Malay Arkona. So the Archon, the judge, said to the listim, who is this guy? Manuima, who is this guy? He must be an accomplice to your crime. So the listim looks up and sees this guy smiling. He says to the judge, yeah, this guy, he was with me the whole time. Basically, he's the one who plans out all the jobs, you know. On the gachich, how do you mean? So that the judge takes him and puts him into the stocks, starts beating him up. And he gets him to admit that he murdered somebody. And so they decide, okay, they're taking them both out for execution. So Minafkin Tarveim, as they were taking them both to the hanging, Tiina Tarte Sherin, they were carrying chains around their neck. They put on these chains. And at that very moment, Mindova Rav Yossi Misre, at that very moment, Rav Yossi was coming out of Chami Tveria. So this guy sees Rav Yossi coming out. The neck that I told you about that needs a little bit of treatment is pretty strong now. It's already been exchanged for my neck. So it's because of the way I treated you, I see that now I'm being punished, and I've got these chains around my neck. Poor guy, what a bad mazel you have. Because I really wasn't makbid, I gotta tell you. But apparently it wasn't enough to save you. After all, the lokativ, doesn't it say in the pasuk, "Vata al titlotitzu v'nichzeku musrechem"? Do not play these cynical jokes, because the next thing you know, you'll find musar. Musar literally means you'll have a chain around your neck. That's what happened to you. It's not because of me. So don't talk to me as if I'm the one that's being nene on what's happening to you. Rabbi Pinchas, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Betro Bar Yitzchak, says, Kashehi Helet Sanut. Litzanut is very tough because there's no way you can save a person who is nichshal in it. Shutchilata Yisurin. It starts with trying to be mazrim with Yisurin, but in the end, he alates, laughs off his Yisurin do. Visofan Kilaya. And in the end, he's destroyed. Tchilata Yisurin Dirtivata Altitlotitsu Pen Yachseku Mosrechem. So you start with just Musar, which is Yisurin, Musar. V'sofan kilayadich tiv. It continues on to say in the pasuk, ki chalav enechratzar shamati me'et Hashem Elokim tzvakot akol aretz. Because what I heard was that these people are finished. U'cheshemeta v'yavdo kibel alav tanchumim amru lo lolim adatana rabbeinu she'in mekablim tanchumim alavadim amalei ein tavi'avdi kishar avadim kasher haya. What are you saying that bnei acher chorim acherim you would be mekabel tanchum alavadim? Keni matnita in mekabel tanchum alavadim, and otherwise yes. מעשה שמת על שפחתו של רבי אליעזר, נכנס לתלמיד אלו לחמו ולא קיבל, נכנס לפניו וחוץ נכנס אחריו, לבית אלו נכנס אחריו. אמר להם, my God, you guys are not too bright, כי מדומה הייתי שאתם נכווים בפושרים, and now, אי אתם נכווים, אין אתם נכווים אפילו ברותחים, הלא אומרים, מקבלים את התחומים על עבדים, בבלי שהעבדים כבהמה, עם הבני בכורין האחרים הם מקבלים תחומים, כל שכן על עבדים, מי שמת עבדו בהמתו, אומר לו המקום ימה לחסרונתך, and yet, כדמך בבחי הברד, ברכתי לבר כפורה, כיפור יש לו כשילוי, דאבי רבי. So you see from there, נעים התלמיד לבר נעשה, סחביב עליו כברי. Meanwhile, what was he saying at the aspen? Oh, ויפטר לדודי ירד לגנו לרוגת הבוסם. לראות בגנים. Does that make sense? לא צריך לדודי ירד לגנו לראות בגנו? No? So, must be דודי זה הקדוש ברוך. ירד לגנו זה העולם. לרוגת הבוסם זה לישראל. לראות בגנים refers to other גנים, אז אומות העולם, ללכות שושנים, זה לצדיק, הם מסלקים ביניהם. So what does this mean? שמשל, משל, למה הדבר דומה למלך, שהיה לו בן, היה חביב עליו יותר מדי. מה עשה המלך? נתן לו פרדס, בשעה שהיה בן עושה רצונו של אביו, היה מחזר בכל עולם כולו ורואה איזה נטייה יופי בעולם ונאותו בתוך פרדיסו. בשעה שהיה מכיסו, היה מקצץ כל עתיותיו. כך בשעה שישראל עושים רצונו של מקום הקדוש ברוך הוא מחזר בכל עולם כולו ורואה איזה צדיק באומת העולם. הרואי, that they should be added to ישראל. And that was the ganim that he went down to. Maybe on midmad bedap kol Yisrael. Kegon Yitro v'rachab. U'b'shah shen machisimo to ayam esalik ha-tzadikim shebeneihem. Delama Rabbi Chiya bar Abba v'chavroteh v'yitam Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chalavta v'chavroteh and yitam Rabbi Yakiva v'chavurateh haveyatvin loy b'yorayt atchot chot teino v'havimorad teinota קוריץ ולוקט לו בכל יום. המורים, אפרנטלי, שמו חושדנו, נחלוף את מקומנו. ומחר, את ימורת את עינת הגבון, אמר לו, מוריי, הפכון המצווה דאבית את דאיגן ועבוד הנימי, מנעתו להמיני. אמרו לי, we thought that the נלמד האחשת לנו. So בצפרה, את מודה יתון, not picking. זורך לו וחמה ויתלי אותי נותיה. באותה שער ברודך, כחום עם ריאליז, בעל התאינה יודע, מתי עונתה של תאינה ללכות, והיה לוקטה, כך הקדוש ברוך הוא יודע, אם אתה עונתה של צדיקים, לסלקן מן העולם, והוא מסלקן. כדומך רבון ברבי חייה, או רבי זעירה ואף תרילוי, מתוקה שנת עובד, ואני בוא לזה צעי, מעט, עם הרבה, עוד שלא צעי, ישן, instead yashan in ktif kan elimat varbe yochal. What does that mean? Amaya Rabbi Bumbachia dome. So mela shetzachar poalim arbe vayashan poal achad vayam mitkasher bimlachto yoter midai. Maasa melach natla vaymetayali maarukot uksarot litute erev bo otam poalim litol scharan v'natan lo secharoim ahem mishalim vayu apoalim mitraamim v'amrim, it's not fair. אנו יגענו כל היום, וזה לא יגע לשתי שעות, נדלס נותן לו שכרו אם אנו משלם. אמר להם, המלך, you idiots, יגע זה לשתי שעות, יותר ממה שלא יגעתם אתם כל היום כולו. כך יגע רבי בון בתורה ל-28 שנה, מה שאין תלמיד ותיק יכול ללמד ל-100 שנה. כדומך רבי סימון בר זבידו, רבי אליה, ואפטר אלוי אספלוס. ארבעה דברים תשמישו של העולם. וכולם, אם עבדו, יש להם חליפים. As it says in the פסוק, כי יש לה כסף מוצא, מקום לזהב יזרקו, ברזל מעופר יוקח, אבן יצוק נחושה. But that's all very nice, that אלו, אם עבדו, יש להם חליפים. What about התלמיד חכם שמת? מי מביא לנו חליפתו? מי מביא לנו תמורתו? והחוכמה מאין תימצא, ואיזה מקום בינה, ונעלמה מעיני כוחי. אומר רבי לוי, מה אם אחי יוסף אשר מצאו מציאה יצא ליבם, תכתוב יצא ליבם, אנו שעבדנו את רבי סימון בר זבין על אחת כמה וכמה. Kadamach Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi, all of which is over Yifter, Luisov, Tavara, Konishma, et Rim Yara, et Mitzvotav, Shmor Kizekola Adam. So Lamaya Ben Levi Ben Sisi Dome, Lamela Jayalo Kara, Vayalo Mea Gifanim, Vayal Seko Shana Vishra Mea Chaviotro Yain, Amara Chamishim, Vayal Se still Mea Chaviotro Yain, Amara Larbaim, Vayal Se still Mea Chaviotro Yain. Amar al Shloshim, Ayose Meach Aviot Shayin. Amar al Isrim, Ayose Meach Aviot Shayin. Amar al Eser, Ayose Meach Aviot Shayin. Amar al Echad, Ayose Meach Aviot Shayin. Vayaoto Agefen Chaviv Alav Kechol HaKerem Kulo. Kach Haya Rabbi Levi Bar Sisi. Chaviv Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Adu Dechiv, Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Zeh, that is it, mitzvotav shvor, and so on, is kechol ha'adam. Kahana was very young when Aviulam Sagin Kasalik Lahacha, and this was after the Maisa where he was killed by Rabbi Yochanan and brought back to life, and the smart Alex used to always have something to say. So Chamte Chad Bar Pachin, and he made fun of him, and he said to him, ah, so tell me, boy, what do they say up there in the heavens? You must have heard some interesting stuff, huh? Amar le ma kol b'shmaya. Amar le gzardina de'u gavra michtam. Yep, I'd get your funeral paid for now. V'chein avet le'yumit. Another ma'isa with pogabay cham techat chram. And amar le ma kol b'shmaya, boy. Amar le, oh, I was just coming. I heard them signing your death warrant. So Rav Kahana said to himself, oh boy, you know, I had to come here to go around murdering everybody. To disaster. Amalei Yezel and the Mukrinle. Nachet the Kana min and the Salik. Aton Amri the Rabbi Yochanan and Nachet Kana the Bava. Ama Ma Ami Mesele to the Mesele Rishuta. Amile no, he milted Amalach. He having a deal of Rishuta today. Rabbi Zeira. Kat Salik Lahacha Azel Akis Dab. Was a boy Mispa Kot a liter to Kupad Mutapcha. Amalei Bekama Hade Mitrata. Amalei Bekam Shimoni Vachat Kursan. I'm like, okay, I'll give you shitin. Look, I'm like, Savak Shivin, okay, boy. Savak Shmonim, Savak Tishim, Admat Lameya. And he's still low key, boy. He says, okay, fine, then we'll go back to the 50 and punch me in the mouth. So, Barum Shinaki the Beit Vada. Normal on Rabban, my bish minagadach. Lachu Banash went to the Kupa at the Machelichat Kursa. I'm like, what are you talking about? Maudim. Amarlon, Blon Tafka, Shochan Boy my Tite, Ashkana Rani Nafka. Amarlon, Rebbe, Kolachim, Amarlon, no, I want you to know, Yaiti Ale, the Loka Asit Aluya at all. I really thought that it was Minhaga King. Rebbe Yasa, Katsolik Loch, Ocha Sapa Boy Maske, Bon, the Moose in the Tveria, and Poga Chadlitz, and you have like Pugzalchad. And then, after that, he said to him, you know, don't worry, you still got it going, your neck's a little crooked, you know. So, Ad Kidon, Unkite do Gavarafia, and there was an Arkuna was coin, was doing at least, was of a kam like Gochel Kokoblin. So, Oma Le Arkuna, Manu Imcha, Tala Inavachona do Gochel. Oh, that's my accomplice, you know. Hande Gochel, Avi me, Naspi Vedane. And finally, was odile achat katiu. So minavke tavayu to inen tarte shoyn min daava, min daava. Rabbi Yossi Masri, amalei ahu unketa davi rafia kvar shanatsta. Amalei, ah, you poor guy, bish gada da lahu gava. It wasn't because of me. But look, tiv al da vata al titlotzatsu penyaches kumos rechem. Repinchas riyor b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kashe hi halitzanut.